talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front wall looks like runway lights, it's kind of like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Trace Adkin with Every Light in the House, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for coming up with those home theme songs today. And if you have a favorite home theme song that you would like us to play at the beginning of our radio show, just visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a comment. We will play your song, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening two weekends from now at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up two weekends from now. And we'll be talking with Michael Gregory. Also, we'll be talking with All-Pro Crawl Space Solutions' Jeremy Kuba. Also, Jennings Smith with Allaire Homes. And finally, Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Well, this is an exciting time at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've got our brand new issue is out. We've got one of the characters on Southern Charm on the cover, Thomas Ravenel, and he did a big remodel of his downtown home, and so we've got some great photos of the interior of his downtown home, and you may have seen him, heard of him, and have your own opinions of him, but pick up the new Charleston Home and Design magazine and read about the story inside, and I think you'll learn a few other things about him as well. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show two weekends from now, and it's actually taking place over 4 days, January 26th through the 29th, and we have a new night for our home show party, and we usually have it on Friday, but we decided to move it to Thursday night, so it's a home show preview party, and that is happening on Thursday, January 26th, from 6 until 9 o'clock, and if you would like to buy tickets to the home show preview party, you can go to our website, Charleston Home and Design Show. .com, and tickets in advance are only $15. We have complimentary beer, wine. All of the vendors have catered food at their booths, and it's a great way to see the show. It's great value, only $15 per ticket in advance, and just go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com to buy your tickets in advance. It usually does sell out If we have any tickets available the evening of Thursday, January 26th, they'll be $20 at the door. In addition to that, just a few of the other highlights of the show that we've got going on. The following day on Friday, we will open up to the general public. And we have our free admission on Friday. That's been a very, very successful promotion that we've done. In fact, if you talk to any home show organizer nationwide, they'll tell you that Friday is kind of the throwaway day. It's the slow day, and that's the exact opposite with the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we have it's a record breaking day on Friday where we open up the doors to the brand new Gilliard Center and let everyone in for free from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Friday. Free admission on Friday. And speaking of admission, on Saturday and Sunday, admission after 2 o'clock is only $2. So that's $2 after 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday as well. And a special promotion that we're doing on Sunday, January 29th, the first 200 families after 2 p.m. who pay that $2 admission will get a free Candlefish candle. And I don't know if you're familiar with Candlefish, but they are the retail store for Rewind candles. And they're located on, I believe it's Wentworth Street downtown. And Rewind candles, they take used wine bottles and make candles out of them. And they have a retail store called Candlefish. And this is a Candlefish brand candle. It's a really... we've got 200 of these candles. They're worth $22 a piece, and we're going to be giving out every single one of them to the first 200 families that come to the home show on Sunday, January 29th. You pay just $2 admission after 2 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday, and if you come on Sunday, you're one of the first 200 families, you'll get a free Candlefish candle after 2 o'clock. So that's really cool. In addition, on Friday, we've got great things going on for architects. Our Charleston Architect Symposium. This is an architect-only event that we've got going on. And then all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got free interior design consultations. If you'd like to sit down with a professional interior designer, just call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 577-7652. That's 577-7652. And we will set up an appointment with you to meet with a professional interior designer. All of these interior designers are volunteering their time to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and offer their services to homeowners who are coming to the show. So it's a really great thing. We always promote the use of an interior designer when building or remodeling. So you get to sample what it's like to work with an interior designer with these free design consultations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just call 577-7652 if you'd like to set up a time slot. Something new this year, we've got some amazing seminars, free seminars going on Saturday and Sunday at the show. And on Saturday, we've got a free seminar called Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home. And that's presented by interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors and Design. And also on Saturday, we've got Planning Your Dream Kitchen, presented by Christina Swinney with Charleston Fine Cabinetry. Also on Saturday, 10 Tips for a Trouble-Free Kitchen or Bath Remodel, and that's presented by Trey Strock with Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. They're a remodeling company. And also on Saturday, we've got planning your outdoor living space with landscape architect J.R. Kramer. So that's really cool. And then on Sunday, the seminars continue. This is very interesting. There's a local contractor from Somerville who has appeared on three times on different reality TV shows, and we're going to introduce you to the contractor that was chosen for two of the Food Network's Restaurant Impossible episodes, and also a project on the DIY Network's Restore Charleston series. And so Tommy Welch of First Class Painting and Restoration is going to kind of give you the background of what's involved with being on a reality TV show and the time crunch that they have. Also, we're doing another seminar on Sunday called Solar Energy 101, The Truth About Costs, Quality, and Benefits of Solar Power. And finally, Charleston House-Worthy Homes. If you've ever visited the website House, there's Charleston has a big presence on House. And architects Chris Rose and Trevor McNeil Draper are going to do a presentation on homes that they have on House. And so Charleston House-Worthy Homes. You can get more information about all these seminars and everything that we've got going on at our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. It's a great show. Everybody this time of year has a project. So jumpstart your project at the Charleston Home and Design Show. January 26th or the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center downtown. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, located at 187 Farmington Road in Somerville, and that's on the frontage road. You can see it from I-26 near exit 199. In Somerville, and we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. Michael, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're a licensed, bonded, and insured home improvement company. We typically concentrate on the outdoor side of remodeling, and what I mean by that is we build sunrooms, screen rooms, patio covers, pergolas, decks, hardscapes, paver patios, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And right off the bat, let's talk about some accolades that Express Sunrooms has recently received in 2016. And I point this out because you know, this is very impressive, and your name Express Sunrooms might not fully express what you folks are capable of, and there are some industry experts that have recognized Express Sunrooms recently, and talk about that a little bit.
Well, earlier in the early part of 2016, Qualified Remodeler Magazine, which is kind of an industry publication that oversees and monitors and goes out and looks at home improvement companies, all different types, people in the sunroom industry, people that do kitchens and baths, just anything to do with remodeling. And they recognized Express Sunrooms as one of the top 500 remodeling companies in the United States. So we were certainly very proud of that. Shortly thereafter, Angie's List came along and awarded us with their Super Service Award, and that award is really exciting because that award is based off of the reviews that you receive from the customers you've done business with. If you get a certain number of reviews and your scoring is high enough and it's a very positive thing, then they award that. But they only award that to the top 5% of businesses in the industry, and we received that award. So we were really excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a week ago, we got notified by Remodeler Magazine that Express Sunrooms is now ranked as one of the top 200 remodeling companies in America. So, it feels good to know that our blood, sweat, and tears pay off, and that when you provide good service and do what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, homeowners are happy, and the industry recognizes you for it. Mm-hmm. So we're excited.
Well, congratulations on that, and Remodeler magazine, that's a big deal. You know, they have that list of the remodel projects and how long it takes to pay back for, you know, if you were to add a kitchen or a master bath or something like that. And so they're very well respected in the industry. And Angie's List, you know, to get that kind of positive feedback from customers, that's fantastic. That kind of tells me that you know, there's probably a lot of others that are on Angie's List, but they're just not getting the kind of excitement and enthusiasm from customers like Express Sunroom customers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, it feels good to get recognized from both sides of the fence, so to speak. You know, the industry recognizes you as a true professional and that you're out there doing what you say you're supposed to do. And you're not just doing it to an average level, but you're doing it by industry standards much better than that. And that the financial security of your company, the employees that you have there, it's all come together and you're getting recognized for it. But it's really exciting when you hear it from the homeowner side, because they're the ones who pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones out there that are entrusting their home and their family and their time with their family in your hands to build them something really great and something that they can use for a long time. And, you know, folks are quick to tell you when something doesn't go right, and not so quick to tell you when it does go right.
Mm-hmm.
And when folks will go on there and brag about us on Angie's List and give us the great reviews, it just, you know, gives us the pat on the back that we need to stay motivated to keep doing that great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember interviewing you several years ago, and one of the things that kind of it definitely caught my attention, and I remember having to ask you a couple times about it just to make sure that I had it right, but was that Express Sunrooms does not collect any kind of payment from a customer until the customer is until the project's done and the customer is completely satisfied and happy with the work that Express Sunrooms has done. Is that still the same kind of business practice?
Yep, absolutely. We started that day one when the company started. We actually developed what we call the 10 trust points. These are the 10 things that we feel like a homeowner should be able to expect from us, or really any home improvement company, but specifically us. And one of them on that list is that we don't accept any down payments or deposits. There's no money up front. We'll come out, go through the design process. We'll take care of permitting, engineering, work with your HOA, get all the approvals there, buy all the material, come out and do the complete project out of our pocket. Once we're done, you're able to walk out there, look at this thing, give us the thumbs up and say, I love it, then that's when we get paid. It keeps everybody motivated. It takes any kind of fear out of the equation. Homeowners aren't going to wonder if you're going to come out and do a good job, because they know, hey, I don't pay a dime until this thing's done, and I got a smile on my face. And like I said, we've been doing it that way since day one, and I'm sure that's a big part of why we've been recognized here recently from these different organizations. So, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, it is in an industry like ours that you know, you do hear stories about contractors not doing what they are supposed to do, and they're not you know, they fall short of, they don't show up when they're supposed to, and so forth. And to get that kind of recognition is really outstanding. And one thing also I wanted to mention, Express Sunrooms originated here in Charleston. The business started in Charleston, and you folks have grown to other markets, right? You've expanded to other markets.
That's right. We were born and bred right here in the Lowcountry. And this is where we obviously started at and have had a lot of success and have a lot of happy customers out there. And we've taken those same principles that we started the company here locally with, and we've now expanded. And we have a total of 10 locations, mainly throughout the Southeast. We're located in several cities here in South Carolina. We're located in Georgia, Florida, and even Oklahoma City. But regardless of where we're located at, Express Sunrooms operates the same way. We build the same types of products, use the same types of products, but more importantly, we use the same philosophy from beginning to end. And thankfully, it's allowed us to grow and prosper, and have a lot more happy customers out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, enough accolades about Express Sunrooms. Our listeners should try Express Sunrooms because everybody's got a project at the beginning of the year. They don't want to really talk about it until the first of the year, but now we're in the new year and everybody has a project in mind that they want to do on their houses. And one of the things that people are looking at doing is kind of expanding the footprint of their home with maybe a sunroom, that kind of thing. Talk about the Four Seasons sunrooms, the Four Seasons brand sunrooms that Express Sunrooms can help homeowners with.
Well, Tim, I tell you, you really hit the nail on the head. A lot of people at the beginning of the year, they start thinking about these projects that they probably have been dreaming about for a long time, sometimes maybe even years. And this time of the year is certainly a great time to get started on it so that you can have this thing settled in and done and ready to enjoy when the spring and the summer rolls around, when folks really like to start spending some time in the sunshine. But Four Seasons Sunrooms is one of the world's largest manufacturer of sunroom products. They're very famous for their glass roofs. You've probably seen them even at like Arby's restaurants and different fast food areas where they have the little glass areas on the side that you can go out there and eat lunch or dinner at. The reason is they have a patent product on the glass. And when you think about a sunroom, most sunrooms are mainly glass, so it's really the most important feature of a project like that. The technology they have is called ConservaGlass, and it has Stay Clean technology attached to it. So this is a special glass. It's made in 7 different layers, not to get too technical with you, but the biggest thing is it allows the light in, and it enables them to control the heat that's coming in or going out. You certainly wouldn't want to be in a sunroom like maybe in the old days that's all glass and it's hotter in the room than it is outside. But with this ConservaGlass, it allows you to be inside and in an air-conditioned or heated climate and not allow that heat in or out, so you can really enjoy that room year-round. The Stay Clean technology side of it is very interesting because, believe it or not, glass is made up with pores in it. And those pores are what catches the pollen that's in the air or bird droppings or whatever. And the dirt and grime kind of sticks to the glass, and you have a tendency to have to go out there and clean those windows all the time. With the Stay Clean technology, they've introduced technology to it that won't happen with. You could literally squirt it off with a water hose, or just when the rain comes around, it'll clean your glass. So you're not out there slaving over this beautiful project you just built, where, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, that could have been the case. So to be partnered with a company like Four Seasons, like I said, one of the largest, most advanced sunroom manufacturers out there, along with Express Sunrooms, from a local standpoint that can install these things, it's a really big deal, and it delivers just such an amazing product to the end user, to the homeowner.
Can the Four Seasons sunroom, can that be customized depending on what kind of situation you have at your house?
Yeah, absolutely. There are 7 basic models, if you will. And when I say that, I'm talking about the roof design. You know, the roof could be a sloped roof or a pitched roof, a gable roof, a cathedral roof. There's a lot of different roof styles there. But regardless of the size of the house or the style of the house, the Four Seasons product itself is designed to be customized when needed and fit into your home's look and your neighborhood's look. So it's something that really you could go to just about any home in America and you could find a Four Seasons sunroom that could fit that home and that style of home.
Mm-hmm. And Express Sunrooms is the exclusive dealer here in Charleston for Four Seasons sunrooms. So you can't buy a Four Seasons sunroom from anybody else.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are obviously other sunroom companies that build sunrooms, and there's other manufacturers out there. But we kind of feel that we've tagged the best with the best. We got the best product, the best technology, the best cosmetics, along with the best guys doing the install for it. So,
yeah. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
Well, you can certainly find us on Facebook, a lot of neat stuff there. But you can visit our website. It's expresssunrooms.com. A lot of pictures and photographs and a lot of useful information that you can get. Or you can call our office here in Somerville at 843-501-0036.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, located at 187 Farmington Road. That's the frontage road right off of I-26 near the 199 exit in Somerville. And now we're talking with Jeremy Kuba with All Pro Crawl Space. How you doing, Jeremy?
Good. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. Jeremy, take a moment and tell everybody about All Pro Crawl Space.
All Pro Crawl Space is really changing the game for waterproofing and airtighting the crawl spaces in homes in the surrounding areas. It's a very great company. I love the guys that we work with. They're full of integrity and really want the customer to be happy. And, you know, the customer gets what they want. That's always kind of been the sales motto, mm-hmm. whatever the customer wants. But we strive for that. And it's a great, great company, and I love doing what we do.
Well, let's start with the basics, just in case anyone is not aware. What is a crawl space?
So the crawl space is the gap between the ground and the home. Here in Charleston and the surrounding areas, many houses have that due to flooding and moisture issues. Up north, they call it a basement, but we call it a crawl space down here because we really can't have basements. You dig too deep, you're going to hit water no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So some houses may be built on a slab,
correct.
Which means you have no crawl space below the house.
Correct.
And if your house was built on a crawl space, then you may have had to ask someone to go underneath the house, or maybe you yourself or somebody in your family has crawled underneath your house. That's why they call it a crawl space, right?
Correct.
So why would someone be interested in enclosing the crawl space? What kind of issues might people be experiencing today that an encapsulated crawl space would solve?
So a crawl space traditionally has a ton of air flowing through it through vents and different places in the mortar that's cracked open. And unfortunately, we live in a very hot and humid climate in the summertime, and we get a lot of rain. Those two mix moisture, start the humidity. And then once that air is flowing through the crawl spaces, a lot of times the insulation becomes soaked because the water evaporates to the top and it really has nowhere else to go but into the insulation. Here in the south, you really do not need so much insulation because we don't get a whole lot of cold weather. And that's one of the first things that we do when we hit a crawl space job is to pull out the insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it's soaking wet and there's mold underneath and people are breathing that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, so underneath the house in the crawl space, you've got I recall, like, when they have done a termite inspection or something, they will ask or they'll tell me what the moisture percentage is underneath the house and with the wood that's underneath there, and if the moisture content is too high, then you know we have to do something because that can create mold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that mold very easily can come up through the floor of your house and into the house, and then you've got really bad air quality inside your house.
Correct. You get 40% to 50% of your air quality that you breathe on a daily basis coming from the crawl space, which is a huge number.
Mm-hmm. So if your crawl space is enclosed by All Pro Crawl Space Solutions, you do not need insulation underneath your house any longer. Is that right?
Correct. We're going to make it airtight. I'll save all the fancy words for the type of materials we use, but it's a very thick plastic that goes down on the ground onto the walls. We enclose all areas that need to be enclosed as far as retaining walls that might. Where there might be a porch on there and there's an open space into the crawl space, we'll build the retaining walls and close all that up, and essentially it is airtight with, you know, the taping and the gluing and the caulking and all of that. And it's beautiful. That's probably my favorite thing about the business is looking at some of these crawl spaces when we go in and then showing the homeowner what we've done and just looking at their face. They're just in awe. You just don't imagine going underneath your house and seeing such a clean situation.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, it really closes up the environment. And so you just have that air completely, it's kind of like in your car. You have the recirculating button, and that's what the air will do now in your home.
Mm-hmm. And does All Pro Crawl Space Solutions, do you folks also install a dehumidifier?
We sure do.
In the crawl space?
That's the very last step.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, it's a bonus, you know. It's kind of like one of the biggest things that you want in there is to take, you know, any humidity out. Because we do live in a very, very humid climate. You can't hardly go outside in the summertime without needing another shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it pulls out that moisture and pulls out the humidity, and that water goes. We run a separate line going out from the house to let that water go outside to another area.
Gotcha. And very often... The air conditioning ductwork is underneath the house, right?
Yes.
It's in the crawl space, and that ductwork is exposed to the heat and the humidity during the summertime, and sometimes your ductwork can, if you've got like the rigid kind of ductwork, mm-hmm. it can sweat, it can heat up, it makes your air conditioning system work a lot harder. But if it's in a dehumidified, closed crawl space, it's not gonna, the air conditioning unit's not gonna have to work as hard, right?
Sure, it really is an energy efficient type situation. It does allow the AC or the heater to not, whatever settings you have it on during particular seasons of the year. It really helps it to kind of calm down and not work as hard,
mm-hmm.
because of the situation that you just mentioned.
Gotcha. And so people should expect a decrease in their energy bills because they're not having their air conditioning and heating systems not having to work as hard. What are some telltale signs that someone might be experiencing a problem that would be solved with an enclosed crawl space?
Your flooring in your home, we see that a lot where it's kind of has soft spots where you just might walk right over it, but we'll come in and push on it and say, do you see this? And they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. So that moisture underneath is causing that wood to rot. And especially with the insulation becoming the barrier, it stays wet. Mm-hmm. Once insulation is wet, it is wet for the duration of its lifetime. So that's one of the first things that we see is the flooring on the inside of the house. Of course, you'll have some mold smells and some mildew type smells. You'll start to You'll start to smell those. And so that's a big issue. And one thing that we go in, I think for the last four jobs that I've been on, every time I've gone into the crawl space, there's pipes leaking.
Mm.
There's pipes leaking. There's rat infestations. Which is another horrible thing you don't want to breathe, is urine and feces from rats.
Mm-hmm.
The ductwork that you just talked about, they're making nests in there, they're scratching it, they're tearing it all to pieces. So we're sealing all of that off.
Mm-hmm.
And the termite guys and the pest control guys absolutely love when they see a crawl space that's enclosed and sealed up, because they don't have to really worry about that mm-hmm. too much.
Well, the homeowner probably wants to contact the company that they have a termite bond with, just because there are some guidelines mm-hmm. that when you enclose your crawl space that you folks have to follow to make sure that it doesn't void the the contract that you have to protect your house from termites.
Yeah, absolutely. And I won't speak too much on that because every one is different. Every contract is different. But yes, you are correct. We do work hand in hand with pest controls and termite guys to make sure we do not void their contract.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about All Pro Crawl Space Solutions?
Absolutely. Fairly simple. Just dial 843-742-1271.
And how about a website?
Yes, you can look us up on the web at allprocrawlspacesolutions.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jeremy Kuba with All Pro Crawl Space Solutions. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Express Sunrooms, located at 187 Farmington Road in Somerville. That's the frontage road. You can see Express Sunrooms from I-26 right near the 199 exit. And we're very proud to have Express Sunrooms as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jennings Smith with Allaire Homes. How are you doing, Jennings?
Hey, Tim. I'm doing great.
Good. Tell everybody about Allaire Homes.
Sure. Allaire Homes is a custom home builder. We also do large renovations.
Mm-hmm.
Been around for a long time, but it's a multinational company based out of Canada, and I'm the representative here in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So there are other Allaire Homes in other markets than throughout the United States and Canada. And you are the Allaire Homes here in the Charleston area.
Correct. So Allaire finds established contractors in existing markets. They do a lot of research vetting, trying to find the best of the best. And if there's a good fit there, they merge with that existing contractor. So now they have a local footprint in a new market. And so they've been able to expand in every territory in Canada. And I think they're now in 10 U.S. states. Rapidly moving across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so they approached me and it was a great fit. And that's how I got associated with them. So I've mm-hmm. been here for 15 years, been with Allaire just since March.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. And talk about some of the projects that you have on the boards here at with Allaire Homes.
Yeah. So we have some custom builds going up.
New construction.
Yes, sir. New mm-hmm. construction, custom homes, and Somerville, Ravenel, a large renovation in Mount Pleasant. Really, anywhere from Somerville to the coast, we're taking on work. We've got about 20 projects on the go right now.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Is there? What would you say that Allaire Homes specializes in?
Allaire Homes specializes in whatever the client needs us to specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that we're pigeonholed into one type or another.
Mm-hmm.
What we really try to do is understand what does the client want, what do they need, what's important to them, and how to advise them in that process.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, let's talk about that a little bit because when my wife and I built a house, what I didn't realize this going into it, but what I realized very quickly and when I was talking to builders was I wanted to make sure that I found a builder that meshed well with our personalities and somebody that we felt very comfortable with. In fact, my threshold was I want to be able to yell at the builder if I'm really frustrated and not, be worried that they were going to yell at me back.
Right.
So talk about when you're talking to a homeowner about a project, they're thinking about maybe hiring Allaire Homes. You're kind of interviewing them too, right? And it's almost a two-way street. And what are some of the things that people should be asking a builder when they're thinking about hiring a builder? And what are you looking for in taking on a project with a homeowner?
Yeah, that's awesome, and I appreciate the question. Most clients, they're coached onto, well, you need to ask the builder this and don't forget about that. And I think it's more important to really pay attention to what questions is this builder asking me? Because this project is all about you. You're the client, you got the money, you got the vision, and you need somebody to help you execute that. You need an advisor to come alongside you. So does your builder, does he get you? Does he understand your style? Does he know that budget is important to you? Or maybe budget's not important to you, and is he continually hammering you on making you want to do the cheapest things? Mm-hmm. So you got to get somebody that is just going to listen to you, understand that, because most clients, they're lost. You know, they want to go out. They don't know what to do, so they go get a couple of quotes, interview a few guys, and they pick, you know, maybe the middle bid. And really, they're making a decision based on a bunch of guesses. You know, logically, if you think about how accurate can a custom home price be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't made your selections. He doesn't know what you want. He doesn't understand you. He just met you, spent a couple hours on it, and he can give you $500,000 accurate price. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to get yourself into a safe situation where you got a builder who can transparently quote stuff. You know what his markup is, and you know how he works. But more importantly, you mesh with him. You get him. You're in a safe environment where you can get your dream realized with the right builder instead of, you know, going into this with a lot of unknowns, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainties. And people can't make a good decision when they're in that uncertain state.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet the number one question that you get is, what's the cost per square foot?
Yeah, we get that a lot. And that's a fair question. That's an important question. And I understand why people ask it. And it's unanswerable, you know, but it does create a starting point. So I'll tell people, hey, this is a house we built, and this cost this many dollars per square foot. You know, looking at your plans or your ideas, I think you're going to be in this range of square foot price. But no, I can't say we build this for this square footage, because that's not what you want. However, if you want something built for $150 a square foot, there's no sense in wasting a bunch of time talking at the $220 to $250 or $300 square foot level. So it is valid to kind of talk very succinctly up front so that we can steer this train in the right direction and get you to accomplish what you want to get to with the house, finishes, and budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's what an advisor does, is he steers you in the right direction. Most people think, oh, I don't want to play my cards because then the builder just charge me whatever I say. And that's really not the case. And I think most builders would agree with me there.
Mm-hmm. Something that, and you know, going back to like 2008, 2009, I remember hearing a lot of builders complaining about, you know, maybe some less reputable, kind of trunk slammer kind of builders who were, kind of swooping in and giving a very, very low bid. And, what oftentimes happened, according to these builders who would tell me these stories, is, the allowances for the different products that go into your house, like lighting and countertops and flooring and so forth, the allowances were way too low. And so when it came time for the homeowner to pick the lighting, the builder would say, well, we have, you know, according to my bid, we have $5,000 in the budget for lighting. And, you know, all of a sudden the homeowner is so disappointed because they're looking at a light fixture that might cost $5,000. So, you know, what kind of advice do you have to a homeowner in terms of making sure that you know, they're not necessarily choosing the lowest bid, that they're choosing the right bid?
Yeah. You know, I think that it's important to do a little research. You know, most contractors are going to give you a bid that's going to have allowances in it, because that's the only way they can do it. And then you need to look at those allowances and think, do a little shopping and see, is this a reasonable amount? I personally don't work with allowances. I see them as risk points. It deteriorates the relationship. It causes a lot of stress during the build. I hate them. I say, why am I going to give you a $5,000 number? Why don't you go pick out what you like? Let's price it out. It comes back at $6,000. Okay, do you want to accept that or do you want to go get something cheaper? And let's do this in the planning stage before it's like, hey, I need these lighting selections like this week. I don't want the pressure to be on. I want you to build your whole budget before we start digging your footings. And then we have a great building experience and it comes in at budget and it comes in on schedule and we're not making a bunch of change orders. That's the only way I feel to mitigate that risk of, was the allowance good? Was it not? You need to go make your selection and then you know, then you close that risk door, because it can be surprising where the builder thinks he's giving you plenty of allowance for this and your tastes are different.
What are some other questions that a homeowner should be asking a builder? And I remember another builder telling me that that typically a homeowner will spend more time and put more effort into researching the purchase of a car than they will the biggest investment of their life, the biggest, you know, a house being something that they're going to spend the most amount of money on ever. So there's more research that should be done when hiring that builder than is actually happening.
Yeah, I think you're right for sure there. I can't imagine asking someone to make a $500,000 decision based on two meetings with me and maybe 5 to 10 hours worth of work on a free estimate, which really isn't worth the paper it's written on. So what I do is I ask the client to make a small commitment to me. I say, hey, let's do a design and estimation together. That's what we call the planning and pricing phase. Yes, there's a cost associated with it, but you have to do this stuff anyways. Your builder would be lumping this into the construction costs. You got to pay it and you got to pick it. Why don't you separate it out front where it's useful to you? So I have them make a small commitment. We go through the design and estimation. They work with me. They see, hey, Alaire Homes is on top of it. Jennings knows his stuff. I love my project manager. I made my selections. My budget's looking good. I know I'm getting a good value. I know exactly what I'm getting. Yes, I feel comfortable entering a $500,000 contract with Jennings. Or, you know what? No, I don't. I want to take this design and estimation package that Alaire Homes has built for me, and I'm going to bid that out to three other contractors. But at least I know now I'm getting an apples-to-apples bid. Mm-hmm. So with me, you make a micro commitment to do the design and estimation. You get all your information gathered like you should when you're making the biggest purchase of your life. Then, and only then, you're ready to make that decision.
Well, how can folks get more information about Alaire Homes?
Well, you can call our office, 843-296-8510, or you can visit alairehomes.com. I'm the Charleston branch, and there's a drop-down menu, and there's a lot of information on there about how our process works.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jennings Smith with Alaire Homes. Thanks so much, Jennings.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Judge?
Pretty good, Tim.
Good. Take a moment and tell everyone about Best Buy Blinds.
Well, Best Buy Blinds is a local-owned company. We've been serving the Lowcountry since around 2002. I've owned the business largely since then, and we cover all of Charleston, Mount Pleasant, South to Kiowa, out to Somerville, upwards to Awendaw.
By your name, Best Buy Blinds, it would kind of imply that you guys just do blinds, but I know you folks do a lot more different kinds of window treatments. What is Best Buy Blinds best known for?
Well, 60% of our business has been plantation shutters pretty much year after year. The other 40% mixes up with blinds and different types of shades as things go popular and go in and out of fashion. The thing that's real hot right now is the motorization of all types of shades.
Gotcha. And kind of describe the motorization.
The motorization, it's done at different levels. At the simplest level, it's just a handheld remote and you can control your shades up or down or tilt if it's a blind. You can also hook that up to your Wi-Fi local network and control that through your iPad, both locally or over the internet from wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. So I know that some people have chosen motorized window treatments for like a window that might be you know way up in a cathedral ceiling. It's not easy to close or anything. But why do you think people are choosing motorization for you know the window treatments that they can easily access?
It just becomes so nice to have it automated. A few years ago, that was primarily what we did is we did motorization for windows that were out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're doing pretty much the whole house. You can set up a scene controller where your shades come down at dark and your shades come up at in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's automatically and just does that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can change it if you want to.
Hmm. Gotcha. And will motorized window treatments still operate if there's a power outage or your battery's not working on your remote or something?
Some of them require power. So a large shade might require to be plugged into your electrical outlet. Probably 75% of them we do are just battery operated. So as long as the batteries are good, then the shade will operate.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So you're not having to run a bunch of wiring and hire an electrician and all that
stuff.
Right.
It's a big savings there. And the wear on the batteries is, you know, upwards of a couple of years, but certainly, you know, close to a year.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So plantation shutters are a big part of the Best Buy Blinds business. And does Best Buy Blinds have are the plantation shutters made out of wood, or is it a combination of wood and another material?
Our favorite shutter is a solid PVC poly shutter. We've been selling that since we started. We also sell the wood shutter. The primary reason we'd go to a wood shutter is if you wanted a stain or if you wanted a very large panel, because wood is lighter, so we can make them wider and have them not warp and things like that,
mm-hmm.
whereas a solid poly is a heavier product.
Mm-hmm. And how do they hold up over time? Like a wood plantation, like if somebody was looking to get plantation shutters and they were talking to you about the PVC plantation shutters versus another company might have wood shutters, what are the advantages, disadvantages?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the wood product. It's very good. If humidity around here is an issue or you know, leaking windows and things like that, when those occur, there's no problem with the poly shutters. The poly shutters can be put outside.
Mm-hmm.
The wood shutters, if they're setting in water or get, you know, a particular amount of dampness, most of the time the wood shutters are not a problem. When they are, it's usually in a bathroom or somewhere where they're getting a lot of humidity.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And are the plantation shutters that Best Buy Blinds sells, are those like, they come in different sizes for the louvers?
Or? Yeah, you can get the little inch and a quarter colonial style, 2.5 inch, 3.5 inch, and even 4.5 inch.
Hmm. Those big ones are pretty cool. I've seen those before, and I've even seen them on a patio door, like as a slider or something.
Yeah, the scale of those 4.5 and even 5.5 out in California they're doing is generally on a larger opening, like a sliding glass door or just a large window.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular one in around here is a 3.5 inch.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll come out to someone's house and we'll put them in the window, and they will immediately know which one they like.
Mm. What they usually go with the 3.5 inch?
Most of the time they go with the 3.5. Yeah, in more of a cottagey type house, they might lean towards a 2.5 inch, or if they're doing a cafe shutter, so like half high.
Oh yeah.
Rather than a full length, sometimes the 2.5 inch looks better to the eye, just in terms of the scale of the shutter.
Do the plantation shutters that Best Buy Blinds sells, do they come in just like certain colors, only one color white, or can you color match them to your trim?
We have about 20 stock colors. most of the time that works for is very close. It's has five or six of the most popular colors in the Charleston area. We can also custom paint them.
Mm-hmm. What are the most popular? What's the most popular color?
The most popular color in this market is Sherwin-Williams Extra White. So we've specified that. And then some other white is probably after that, and maybe third or fourth is Sherwin-Williams Dover White.
So white.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. And can you request a certain type of paint? Like are they all like high gloss or semi-gloss or matte?
Yeah, they're generally a satin finish. Mm-hmm. You can do a higher gloss, particularly on a wood shutter. You can mm-hmm. do that. We do that a higher gloss on a stained shutter, for instance.
Mm-hmm. What do you? Why do you think plantation shutters are so popular here in Charleston?
Well, they certainly fit in with the architecture here real well. Once people have them, they are, they're just so easy to use, and you're maintenance free basically. And, they're low dust collectors. They're great for people with allergies. And they look beautiful. They're, mm-hmm. they're basically the only window treatment that's mentioned in real estate ads.
Mm, that's true.
You don't see anyone saying blinds or anything else. Typically, they may say window treatments, but people know when it's plantation shutters. People have spent some money for them, and if they fit in with the house, people are not usually removing them.
Mm-hmm. They're very, very elegant too, so much so that some people will opt to put them just on the front of their house if they don't have a budget, to put them on all of the windows. They want the prettiest of their window treatments to show to the street.
It goes like this. The real estate agents love the street appeal, love the front, so they focus the shutters on the front of the house. Designers will generally focus where you live, mm-hmm. and so living areas and bedrooms and things that they want to focus on those, prioritize those with the nicest window treatments and the nice decor.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to add value to your house. I'm sure you'll get back what you pay for and for the plantation shutters when you go to sell the house. So they're definitely going to add value.
Yeah.
When it comes to other types of window treatments, does Best Buy Blinds, do you folks sell any soft window treatments, any draperies or anything like that?
We do draperies. Lately, we've been doing a lot more draperies, also soft Roman fabric shades and valances, soft fabrics, and we do them along with the shutters or blinds. So very popular right now is like a Parisian or French pleat single panel shade, and usually it's not functional, doesn't necessarily go across, but it adds some color and texture to the window, and it just goes down the side of the window, expands the size of the window and gives a little length to the wall.
Mm-hmm. And are all custom made?
Yeah, those are all custom made. Yeah.
What do you have to say to some people? I've heard radio ads for order these window treatments, and if you can measure and use a screwdriver, you can install them yourself. And I don't know. I've bought window treatments myself at like a big box store, and what tripped me up was I measured one window and just assumed that was the measurement for all of the windows. But believe it or not, windows are different sizes, aren't they?
They are, and we measure down to the eighth of an inch, usually top, middle, bottom, and left, middle, and right. They are. It's fine if you want to buy something and ship it in, but our service includes installation, us coming out there and doing a sales consultation, walking through the window, showing you different samples. You don't have to order something, wait a few days, look at the samples. We bring them all out to you.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a problem, can they call Best Buy Blinds?
Yeah, we're local. We're out there usually within that day or a few days later to come out and take care of any problems.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
Our phone number is 843-884-3454. And our website is bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.